We invite you to thank a teacher today because it's Teacher Appreciation Day. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 6th. Tell us why you appreciate teachers and single out a special teacher from your life. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Otha Thornton. He is the president of the National Parents Teachers Association, which is encouraging state and local PTA groups to celebrate teachers during this Teachers Appreciation Week. Good morning. Good morning, Otha. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good. So tell us why we have a week, Teacher Appreciation Week.
Well, National PTA, since 1984, we designated this week just to, you know, show every day the appreciation that teachers across the country, the way they touch the lives of millions of children, and just how they impact far beyond the boundaries of the classroom. And, you know, do we just want to honor teachers for all that they do. And so we kicked off this yesterday, and it was a very good kickoff. We have people, you know, around the country doing surprise rallies, writing letters to teachers and artwork and poems. So we're just doing a lot of things to honor teachers and what they do in the profession.
Yeah, well, why do you think we need to have a special week to honor teachers?
Because, one of my favorite quotes about teachers is no one knows where the influence of a teacher stops. Teachers, everything that we do in life, you've had a teacher to teach you, you know, whether it's reading, writing, mathematics, you know, just critical thinking skills. Teachers are so critical to a child's life and their development. That's why it's important that we honor them, such an honorable profession, as we continue to move forward in our society.
Mm-hmm. Do you think teachers are underappreciated these days?
In some cases, I do, because you know, teachers are today, you know, there's a lot of challenges. So they're not only teachers, but they're psychologists, sociologists. They play a lot of roles. Some of them are surrogate parents, you know, for children that do not have parents that are there for them. So, yes, I think they are underappreciated. And sometimes I think people should spend time in some classrooms to see some of the challenges that our teachers have.
Yeah. So what can a parent or a student do anytime this week or maybe right today to show appreciation for a teacher?
Well, they can do a poem for them. They can do video messages. They can decorate their school for this week. I started off yesterday with a blog to one of my high school teachers that really made an impact on me, and I'll be doing those things throughout the week, recognizing teachers.
Well, tell us who you recognized in your blog.
I recognized Mr. Ed Thiel. He was my 11th grade advanced placement European history teacher, and what stood out with Mr. Thiel is his approach. I remember every day him coming to class, and he would take the first 10 to 15 minutes just to talk about current events. And then just his influence on just questioning, you know, we would give him an answer. That wasn't good enough. He would, you know, why, what's the context of it? And really what he was doing that helped me out some 20, 30 years later is just the critical thinking and looking at things from different people's perspectives.
Yeah, and he challenged you, too, a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to single out. I have a number of teachers I wanted to thank from my school years. I think I'll start with Miss Herb. She was my third grade teacher at Richmond Elementary School in Appleton, Wisconsin. And she did so many great things in that class. I remember her encouraging us to read the Laura Ingalls Wilder series, A Little House on the Prairie. And I also remember, and this did have a great impact on me throughout my life. I might not be doing what I'm doing today if it weren't for this. She heard that my classmates and my neighborhood friends and I were playing Wizard of Oz in my backyard. We were putting on, you know, the play, The Wizard of Oz, just as a neighborhood thing. And she heard about this and had us put this on for the entire class, or actually it was the entire school. Uh-huh. And it was, it inspired me to, I never thought I could do such a thing, you know, perform in front of a group of people like that, and gave me a real appreciation for drama and the arts. And, I'll never forget that. That was just a extra special thing for her to do, to allow our class to do this. So thank you very much, Miss Herb, for that. What about you? Do you have a special teacher from your life that you would like to thank, or that inspired you? Maybe it's your child's teacher right now. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I noticed, too, that... Also, that you are also encouraging people, if you post on social media, to include a story about a special teacher. And if you happen to tweet, if you use the hashtag #ThankATeacher, a lot of people will see that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's take a call from Randy in Middleton, who's with us first. Hi, Randy.
Hi, good morning. My teacher, and I'll name him specifically, is Harvey Johnson from Jamestown, North Dakota, and I hope some people listening will know him. He died in January, and we've been having an ongoing exchange with former classmates and people from many other years, because he was one of the most natural teachers I've ever known. He knew how to have fun. In my case, he taught English, and I thought that was his subject, but I found out that he had a big science background, so he also taught physics at other times. And when he retired, he was a home builder. So this is a guy who was not just, you know, Mr. Peepers, the teacher. I think, you know, somewhere along the line, he became a friend while I was in school. And I think just about all of us felt that.
I'm sorry, he became what?
A friend.
Oh, a friend. Yeah. Teachers can be great friends, I suppose, Otha. Do you have a reaction to that? I don't, maybe we lost our guest. Let's try to reconnect. Anyway, we welcome your input during this Teacher Appreciation Week. We invite you to thank a teacher on air, because it is Teacher Appreciation Day. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joy Cardine, you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 6th. It's Thank a Teacher Day during this, the Teacher Appreciation Week. And we welcome you to call in and show your appreciation for a teacher from your life. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And you are encouraged to use the hashtag #ThankATeacher. Our guest is Otha Thornton. He is the president of the National PTA, which is encouraging you and other state and local PTA groups to celebrate teachers during this Teachers Appreciation Week. And we had a caller just before our break, Otha Thornton, who said that he he really appreciated a teacher. I think he was a English teacher and a science teacher from his school years. And he said that he just passed away. But he said all the classmates considered him a friend. What do you think of that?
One of the things that has shown, even through research, that that teacher developed a caring relationship with those students, and you know, as he said, as they continued to develop, you know, he became a friend, and kids do better when they know that people care about them. Friend is a very, you know, strong word, so I think that's wonderful that they felt that way about that teacher, and making their, you know, academic success better throughout their years.
And what is touching about that, and about Miss Herb, who I just singled out as a special teacher in my life, Miss Herb also has passed away, from what I hear. And I'm sorry I didn't thank her sooner. That's one of the reasons why it would be good to thank a special teacher from your life, too.
Yes, yes. I know. I take the opportunity, throughout my life, you know, as I went to, you know, went on to college, as I, you know, did well in college, I would always go back home and I would thank the teachers. And over the years, I've kept up with the teachers that really made a great influence on me. I know I was back home about 2 or 3 weeks ago at a speaking event, and I noticed my eighth grade science teacher was there. And he not only taught science, but he taught photography as an extracurricular activity. And I, you know, thanked him publicly for, you know, all the you know, young people that he helped out during his time as an eighth grade teacher for over 30 years.
That reminds me of my eighth grade science teacher, Mr. Brown, who knew rocks and fossils could be so fun. It really developed a love of nature from Mr. Brown. Jim in Waukesha is with us. Hi, Jim.
Well, yes, I just wanted to thank a teacher, not that she'd probably be listening, because I lived in Strathville, Maryland when I was growing up. Anyways, I had a condition, dyslexia, when I was growing up, so I had the problems of behavioral problems and stuff that try to go with the kid trying to fit in with learning disabilities. Anyways, she put up with that, and she put up with me in general, you know, fighting to learn. And to be honest, I use so much of what she taught me still today. So,
yeah, someone with a learning disability. Yeah, that's another thing that teachers can really make a huge difference, Otha.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, again, teachers that care about students, they learn the nuances of their students. And I think one of the most important things, Joy, in the classroom with teachers is just their expectations of students, you know, having, you know, every kid is a good kid. Kids have challenges, but, you know, as teachers learn and teach them, as they learn in their training and through experience, when they can, again, know their students, and they can really make a difference in their children's lives.
Jim, thank you for the call. Kian in Madison is with us. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Who would you like to thank?
I would like to thank two teachers. I was telling the lady on the phone before you that I'm originally from Ivory Coast, West Africa. Mm-hmm. And in Ivory Coast, we believe that teachers are those who plant the first educational seeds for our kids. So they have great contribution in our kids' future, I mean, educational future and everything. But today in Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin and Madison, I would like to recognize and thank two teachers from Gompers Elementary School. This is here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Mandy Holler and which is Laura Hoffman. So the first Mrs. Holler was my daughter Christine's pre-K teacher. And what is particular with my daughter, we came here in 2008. She was 6 months old, and when she starts speaking, she had a lot of time, she had a lot of trouble to speak because she didn't know if she had to start with French or English. So she was kind of speechless until she starts school. So at pre-K last year, Miss Holler was able to help her gain self-confidence, being able to talk. And today, Miss Hoffman is doing the same job, and Christine from speechless is now a speaker. She's not ashamed of speaking in front of people, and even French is getting better. So I really want to thank those people for their contribution to this girl's life, and the other kids too, because teachers are great contributors in our kids' educational life.
Wonderful, Kian. Thanks so much. So, a couple of teachers who helped his daughter gain confidence as she learned how to speak English and French, for that matter. And now she's a speaker. How's that?
Wow, that's another great point. Confidence, you know, teachers, confidence is such a positive attribute. In our society and doing things. I mean, we have introverted people, but when teachers help give students those confidence, it really helps them reach their potential as they continue to grow.
Do you think, I'm wondering, I would love to hear from teachers too during this hour at some point. What does this mean to you to hear how important teachers are to so many of us? And maybe talk about why it is you teach, or tell us something about your profession that we don't know. What do you think, Otha, teachers these two teachers, Ms. Hola and Ms. Hoffman, are thinking right now when they hear this this thank you?
Well, like we spoke of earlier, sometimes teachers feel underappreciated. And I think every day, not only during this week, but we should thank a teacher for what they're doing. And I think I believe they're appreciative that we're recognizing their contributions and what they do for all of our children.
Yeah. John in Richland Center is with us now. Hello, John. Who would you like to thank?
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I would like to thank my grandfather, Alphonse. He was an Ivy League educated professor from Heidelberg, Germany.
Oh.
And he taught me to speak German, of course, and trigonometry when I was a child. And I can't thank them all because my father was a teacher teaching science in a private school, and I was a teacher for General Electric Medical Systems, teaching technicians how to repair computers and install them. Excellent show, Joy.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate your contribution, and that's neat, thanking his dad, who was a professor. Wonderful. Marsha on Facebook writes, I appreciate Mr. Evans, a teacher at an alternative high school. He has so much compassion for his students, and he works for hours every day after the bell rings. My hat is off to the great teachers in our state and in our country. Without them, we would get nowhere. She's right, Otha?
Absolutely. I can, within my family, I have, my wife was a teacher. She's now a director of a center, an education center down in Savannah, Georgia. I have a brother that's a science teacher, so I see and hear of all the extra hours that they put in to help our kids, and I think that's critical. I mean, numerous hours that a lot of people do not know of the investment that our teachers are putting into our kids above and beyond the classroom.
We are talking with Otha Thornton. He is the president of the National PTA. And we are talking with him because it is Teacher Appreciation Week. And today is Teacher Appreciation Day. And we invite you to call in or email or post or tweet why you appreciate a particular teacher. You can shout out a special teacher from your life, a teacher that inspired you. Who was it, and why do you thank that teacher? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is Teacher Appreciation Day, and we invite you to thank a teacher. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, May 6th. We are talking with the president of the National PTA about why we should appreciate our teachers, not just today or this week, but all year long. And we are welcoming your comments today at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Otha Thornton is the president of the National PTA, which is behind a Teacher Appreciation Week. And what is it, Otha, that we can do? Not just, we talked about some things we can do today and this week, but how can we show our appreciation for teachers all year long?
Well, like I say, take the opportunity as we travel around, particularly people that have left communities, when they come back, just to go back in and thank their teachers. Or just parents, ask teachers, are there any resources you need? Is there anything we can help you with to support you, assist you in, continuing to do the great job that they're doing? Mm-hmm. Because encouragement means everything. I was just at the White House last week for National Teacher of the Year, and one of the actual Teacher of the Year, Sean McCombs, was talking about one day where he was at the end of his wit, and his student just, he says he was already almost ready to put his head into his hands, and the student said, "Mr. McCombs, it's going to be okay." And that little encouragement just, really perked him up and said, "That's what I'm here for, to train and teach great students like this." So that encouragement every day when we can do it. Yeah. Thank you, note.
Leah on Twitter says, "I am a teacher today because of two amazing teachers, Dr. Parker and Dr. Wegner, both passionate and compassionate human beings." Well, that's lovely, Leah. Thank you. Vince emails, "I would like to recognize my agriculture teacher, Mr. Hendrickson, and Mrs. Craner, my English teacher from Greenwood High School." Thank you very much, Vince, for that. What is it, Otha, what are the qualities of a great teacher, an outstanding teacher?
Well, I would say the first thing is that they love children, okay? And that love, they want the absolute best for each child, and they really strive to learn child that they're teaching to get the maximum, potential out of them learning. And then secondly, I would say loving their profession. Some of them call it their calling. Mm-hmm. This is my calling. And because of that, they constantly study to get better and to become a better and better teacher each day. Those are two of the biggest things. And then the third thing is that of expectations. They just have great expectations of a child, whether the child has learning disabilities or whether the child is gifted. They have great expectations that child will do great things.
Let's go to Jim next in Milwaukee. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Who would you like to thank?
I had a nun for a teacher in the first grade. I think she was 18 years old. I was 5. Her name was Sister Mary Ethelbert, OSM, at St. Monica's in Whitefish Bay. And I had her for first grade, third grade, fifth grade, and seventh grade.
That's great.
We were her little darlings. And when it was too cold for recess to go outside, she had us play jack-in-the-box up and down in our seats, you know.
Oh.
later on, I met her when one of her students became a priest. Then again, I met her another time. And finally, I was writing about her, and I thought I better call her. I did. And the nun who answered the phone said, "They're celebrating her funeral right now."
Oh.
At that moment. So, I think that everybody should seek out their teachers and meet them physically and thank them.
Yeah.
I wish I could speak to her now.
Well, I think knows.
I'm an old man. I'm an old man, and there's probably nobody listening to this that even remembers her.
Well, you were her little darling, Jim, so I think...
one of them.
Yeah. But I think she probably knew. But that's right. We were talking about if there was a teacher that really made an impression on you, thank that teacher in any way you can, right now, or for that matter, as soon as you can. It is... it's important. Thanks very much for the call. A reaction to that, Otha?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As we've been talking earlier, we need to thank them, or say, give them their roses while they're alive. And again, it makes such a big difference to acknowledge people now and ensure that it really makes a difference. And you sometimes that encouragement, again, just helps them move further and further as they face some of the challenges some of our teachers have today.
Yeah. Now, Jim went to school quite some time ago, he says. This is, if I have the math right, the 30th anniversary of Teacher Appreciation Week. Things are different today than they might have been 30 years ago, Otha.
That is correct. Today, if you look at the different families, today we have more divorced families. We have more working parents, working two jobs, some three jobs. So again, a lot, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, teachers have had to become social workers, psychologists, and invest and spend a lot more time with the children. And so those changes, again, have really increased the workload on our teachers, on the teaching profession.
Our next caller is Al in Maguanago. Hello, Al.
Oh, good morning, Joy. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. The teacher I would like to thank, by the way, great show, good timing. I was shaving. I had to put my razor down to call in.
I'm glad you did.
I have to thank James White. He was my teacher back in the 1960s, back in small rural southern Texas. Grew up in a little small town, probably about 300 people in a little village, and he and his wife were our teachers in our two-room schoolhouse. What was unique back then is Southern Texas was pretty racist and segregated yet at that time, but we were a little village where everybody was mixed together. And Mr. White and his wife, Mary, had the challenge of teaching, probably about 60 kids, I think, 50 or so, I don't remember, in two rooms. And it was pretty unique how they had divided the classrooms. He took the fifth to eighth graders, and she had, I think, kindergarten through fourth. But what made Mr. White unique in my mind is back then, myself and my brothers, we were struggling with learning English well, and I enjoyed school but had trouble with the language at that point. I was about maybe 9 to 12 years old during this range. And Mr. White took it upon himself to give me books to read and take home, books that sometimes I didn't understand what I was reading, but he would encourage me to read and read and read. My parents and my family, we would hit the migrant route every summer. We'd come up to Minnesota, Texas, Illinois to work the fields, the crops, and we'd go back at the fall. And I can't remember when, but he started sending me along with books like Moby Dick, White Fang, Call of the Wild, Black Stallion, The Yearling, Great Expectations. And here I am in fourth, fifth, sixth grade trying to read these big books that he sent me to read during the summer. And then he would have me write letters back to him about what I thought of the book and things like that. And then the little stinker, he would send me those letters back correcting my grammar. And sending notes about, so basically I was doing book reports. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what a wonderful teacher. He continued to teach you over the summer. And
I never realized that. I remember him coming to the house, doing home visits, and like your guest said, he probably played social worker, counselor to us, everything, but he was very inspirational at a time that we were living in a very racist, segregated society. And what the other part that made inspirational for him, for me and my brothers and sisters was that he allowed us to dress up to the theme of our study. Now, that's probably unheard of now. It's probably politically incorrect. But if we're studying about the Romans or the Greeks or Indian history or cowboys or whatever, we could dress all day coming walking around the school on the recess. Quakers, I remember dressing up as Quakers and pioneers and stuff like that. Being a small school, we could do that. And he kind of encouraged that. So it made learning fun and practical. Yeah. So this was in Fowlerton, Texas. And I doubt if anybody's listening from Fowlerton, Texas. But this goes out to Mr. White, who continues to inspire me to this day, where I hopefully have learned how to speak English much better and write it. And I have my master's degree, and I'm in social work. I'm also a teacher at UW-Milwaukee. And I guess I'm dedicated to passing on the inspiration and the learning experience that he gave to me. And
what
I appreciate what he did.
What a wonderful story. That was inspirational just hearing it. Otha, did you have a response?
Oh, absolutely. What I really enjoyed about what you just said is how, like, say again, that teacher reached out. She gave you additional resources because she saw that potential in you. And it has made such a wonderful impact on you today. I think that's wonderful. And, again, we have teachers that do that. And that's what makes teachers special, reaching out to that child that they know have great potential and can do great things. That's a wonderful story.
We invite you to share a story about a special teacher in your life on this Teacher Appreciation Day. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 7 on this Tuesday, May 6th, Teacher Appreciation Day during Teacher Appreciation Week. And we welcome your your shout out to a favorite teacher or a special teacher in your life or maybe in your child's life, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Otha Thornton, the National PTA president. He also served on the National PTA's Board of Directors, Legislative Committee, Membership Committee, and Executive Search Committee. And why don't we talk just a moment about the role, the function, the mission of the PTA today. Otha, what are you working on?
Well, our mission is to help every child's, dream, become a reality by empowering their families and communities to make great resources, for our kids available. And we're doing a lot of great things. As you know, we've been around since 1897. We have about 4.3 million members. And what we do is we work with elected officials, school districts around the country to try to make better laws for children, whether it's providing resources for the teachers, for resources inside the classroom, just to give them the best things to make those things possible. I know one of the programs we have is the Schools of Excellence,
mm-hmm.
And in that particular program, we basically work with the principals and teachers and the districts to try to identify schools that have excellent practices that are making a great impact on children. And any PTA school is eligible for that award, and we award those at the end of the year. So I encourage our teachers to, work with our parents and principals and administrators to earn that particular award. Also, one of the great things we're doing for teachers, we do conventions in all of the states around the country, and we're actually, our national convention this year is in Austin, Texas, June the 19th through the 21st, and the Secretary of Education is speaking, and we have a lot of great workshops that I think teachers will be interested in that will help them. And one of the things that we are doing at PTA, I'm honoring teachers not only in talk but in deeds. I actually appointed a significant amount of teachers to my governance structure so we could ensure that we're getting their voice and their vote in the things that we're doing within our organization.
Sounds good. Let's go next to Laura in Milwaukee. Hi, Laura.
Hi, a teacher I'd like to thank. Her name was Thelma Lulo. She was born in Middle Grove, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
She was my teacher at Ebenezer Lutheran at 35th and Scott in Milwaukee, Lutheran School. She got me out of my home situation for a while. My parents were getting along.
And she took you into her home?
She took me up to Nebraska, yes. Got me out of there for a while. Dad was out of work, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
And that was probably the best thing for me. I totally changed after that. I used to be a really angry kid. I'd throw a desk across the room. I mean, I was pissed. But my family wasn't getting along, you know.
Wow, I mean, talk about above and beyond. She actually took you into her home.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Meadow Grove. And, I know Walden and his wife are gone now. But last time I used to write her when I was a kid, up into the 70s. And she moved to Aurora, Colorado, whatever that is. But then I lost track of her from then on.
Yeah.
So well, I'd really like to thank her.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Boy, maybe that doesn't happen every day, but talk about above and beyond the call of duty, Otha. My goodness.
Oh, yeah, that goes back to that caring adult. And I met a teacher last year that talked about how there was a student that was having a problem with attendance, And what he actually did was he knew every day he would pass by that student's house. So he actually would pick that student up just to make sure that student got to school every day. And it helped turn that kid around.
Excellent. Let's go to Mark in Rhinelander. Hello, Mark.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, who would you like to thank?
Well, I have a little bit different of a story. There is a teacher, she's my neighbor, actually, and...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I think we're losing you on your cell phone. I'm very sorry not to hear this story.
Well, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. So maybe you can be really brief about it.
All right. Well, Julie has suffered severe tragedy in her personal life. She has lost every member of her family, including her husband, her folks, her sister, and her brother, in the last 8 years. And she is a special ed teacher in a very small school district. Throughout that entire ordeal, she has risen above and has showed endurance and strength like no other woman I've ever seen. She's an incredible, amazing person, and I love her dearly for it. And these are the type of teachers that we need in our school, teaching our kids. She's a special ed teacher, and she's just an amazing woman. And I just want to thank her for that, because she has taught me, as a grown man, she has taught me how to be a better person.
Wow, and we missed her name, I think, Mark, if you wanted to say it.
Her name is Julie.
Julie, okay. Wow. So this was not someone that Mark was in a classroom with, but this is his neighbor, who is a teacher, a special ed teacher, and she taught him about perseverance and courage and such things, just as a neighbor, not necessarily as his classroom teacher, Otha. Do you have a response to that? Oh, no, now we lost Otha. You know what? We're out of time anyway. So I think that we have actually time for me to share a couple of emails before we wrap it up. John in La Crosse emails, I want to salute my high school choral music teacher, Paul Richley, from New Jersey. This was in the middle 60s. He was a showman, making his concerts an experience. He would attend Fred Waring music camps each summer and come back loaded with new ideas. This exposure to showmanship served me well in my career in radio, audiobooks, public speaking, and so much more. All right, thanks very much, John, for that salute to Mr. Richley. Thanks to all of your for all of your thank yous to teachers today. You can continue thanking teachers. Hashtag thank a teacher, and many will see it. We appreciate Otha Thornton, the National PTA president, for being our guest. Thanks to Robin Cherry and Cynthia Schuster for on-air production and direction. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.